Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Scott moves to second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball four. Scott moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. May moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Scott moves to second. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaHewitt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9 to nothing, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields the ball and throws to Gossage covering. Safe. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 10 to nothing, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Garcia moves to second. Steve Keeley now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Scott reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. LaHewitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 10 to 1, Brewers. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. May reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Money goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12 to 1, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing first base. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bell. Kelly moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. LaHewitt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-1, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards the mound. Keeley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing left field. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Bob Coluccio now playing center field. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hysa scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron now playing third base. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Money hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Money reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brinkman for a passed ball. Money moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Money scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 15-1, Brewers. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 15, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Vukovich now playing third base. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Leon moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. Brinkman moves to third. It's 15-2, Brewers. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Dick Allen. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Horta reaches second base with a double. Brinkman scores. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 15-4, Brewers. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Jorge Horta. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first, with Lockwood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 15, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Andrews now playing first base. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-4 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 15, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 15, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 15, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Gardner now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. One out. It's 15-5, Brewers. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.